Well, we're only a week away now and just 2 to 3 minutes of darkness during the August 21st total solar eclipse is bringing in millions of tourist dollars from the Northwest to the Southeast United States as hotels, campgrounds, restaurants, and museums enjoy a phenomenal boon to their business. More now from USA Today science reporter Doyle Rice. Doyle, explain what's going on here.
Yeah, I found from coast to coast, all the way from Salem, Oregon to Charleston, South Carolina, businesses, museums, hotels, restaurants, campgrounds, they've really found a way to market the fact that these cities are all in the path of the total eclipse on August 21st and are really kind of raking it in. Some of them seemed a little kind of hesitant, seemed a little nervous about the possible gigantic numbers of people that could be invading these areas. Like I think it was southeastern Idaho, which is where Idaho Falls is. The population of Idaho Falls is only 60,000, and they said one estimate was 500,000 people will be in town for that, or in that part of the country for the eclipse. And that sounds a little daunting. I will admit that people seem, they're not exactly 100% sure what to expect.
Are hotel rates through the roof right now?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I've heard. I think there was one in Salem, Oregon, that this one little hotel was charging as much as $1,000 a room a night for one room. So, and apparently they're getting it. So, more power to these entrepreneurs who are just taking advantage of this pretty unusual event. It's not something that's really happened on this scale, in most people's lifetimes.
Where else do you find that's having a big boom due to the eclipse?
Yeah, Nashville, I think, is the biggest city that is going to see the eclipse. Again, it's one of the, I think it's definitely the biggest city that's seeing it. And they're expecting upwards of 100,000 visitors, and that's going to, quite significantly, put a big impact on their city. They're expecting about 15 to $20 million influx into the city just from that one eclipse.
We're speaking with Doyle Rice, science reporter at USA Today. Doyle, isn't St. Louis close to the heart of all this?
Yeah, the actual path of totality will be about 20 miles south of downtown St. Louis. So if it had just been a little further, the path of totality, just a little further north, then that would have been the biggest city completely in the path. But they feel that they're close enough that they can cash in. They have more vacancy now than some of these other spots. So the folks there in St. Louis are saying, come on into town and drive 20 minutes south to see the eclipse. So they're getting ready as well.
And what's in store for South Carolina, since they're the last state to see this?
Yep, Columbia, which is the state capital, and Charleston, which is the biggest. They are the last, as you said, the last two cities to see the eclipse. And I think I've heard that Airbnb is expecting the biggest haul ever in South Carolina. They're expecting their biggest night of visitors. Again, both cities, both right in the middle of the eclipse. They're expecting a lot of visitors, and what's already a busy time of year for vacationers.
So, Doyle, will you be heading down anywhere to watch the eclipse?
I will be in Charleston. I'm fortunate enough to be able to come down and see the eclipse there as it heads out over the ocean. That's where I'll be. I'll be there a couple days, both just before and after, to get a full sense of it. I've never seen an eclipse, just like most of us haven't. So it'll be a pretty special event.
All right. We're only a week away. The countdown can officially begin. Thanks, Doyle. USA Today science reporter Doyle Rice.
Thanks for listening, and we'd love to hear from you. Leave a review and comment for us. For more from This Morning Show, check us out at thismorningwithgordondeal.com.